all her powerful ministers. Said, come on over here. We'll give you a pastorate. We'll give you a bishopric. We'll give you a superintendent. You know, you've got real power moving. Stole them off over there. And then when they got them over there, they didn't agree with them. They killed them. But all that happened because they forgot that they must purge themselves of vainglory by going and becoming a servant to the least of God's creation first. Right on. So we are going to clothe ourselves upon with grace. And it works. I've already proven it to you 4 or 5 times, haven't I? You remember the first thing I did in my ministry? Where did I go? Where did the first place I go? The most hated people in society. A bunch of gypsies and Indians. Remember them? Dregs. Folks wouldn't even look at them. They wouldn't even let them stay on the street. And that's where you're going to go. And the only reward you're going to get for it is the glory and the rejoicing of being able to become a servant to the least deserving of God's creatures in your eyesight. And then when you're purged from vainglory and wanting a reward, the next step will come. He's perfect. His plan is perfect. This is the reason why I said don't add to it, don't take away from it. You just do it. If you don't know it, you wait until it's revealed to you. But if you add to it, that the plagues are going to be added to you. You take away from it, then you're going to lose your part in it. So we're going to meet. Quick, we get back and get set up. We're going to start the work in the Fort Worth church. And we're not going to run in there now and just say, oh, well, bloom, 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 we're going to go out. We're going to go there and continue on moving in this clothing upon of grace until he says, go out. And when he says, go out, we're going to go. Not until. So none of you need to begin to start pushing me when we're going to go. I don't know. I've looked at time doing and sort of started getting it in the spirit, and I'm so afraid of finding out things ahead of time. I just shut it off. I said, Lord, I don't even want to know it until time. So don't look at me. I don't know it. I've blinded myself to it. But I have a weakness. Some of you might push me and I might tell you. Then you might run out and it might be wrong for you. You might even not be supposed to be the one to go. You understand what I'm talking about? Okay. You know, I've got weaknesses, many of them. That's the reason sometimes I don't want you pushing in me. You push them out of me. Oh! You can push me in something, feed you something you're not ready for. Because I remember the days of my spiritual hunger. When I was so hungry that I couldn't hardly stand it. And I ate a lot of things that wasn't right because of my hunger. And I don't want you pushing in me. No more. I want you to sit and eat what's provided for your impurity. Oh. Everyone understand that? It hath been delivered. And we are going to live in it, aren't we? Hath lived in it.
got burned up in ashes, they fall to the ground. Soul, headed by my Lord Jesus. listen close, you people. Grace on earth must reign. God has spoken this for Jesus, you see.
So gather. Government on his shoulders, that's how it shall be. God
council of heaven, of righteous souls, headed by my Lord Jesus, shall do the work.
Satan's hope has been broken, and now must go. Clear the fiery tree and rise no
see all down through the ages up until this time. Everybody has been looking for the kingdom of God to come out of the church. Satan, and every time that a revival would start in a church, some great man of God all through the ages, Martin Luther, John Calvin, and I can name you even these up to this day. He would begin to lead folks out and begin to move them in the spirit and the power of God, and Satan would rise against him and smite him down because he wasn't moving in the order of God. Now, the early church, the reason they did this was because the early church started in the church, and they tried to carry it in the home. But this is the only place they could start because the seventh suffering wasn't finished. The seventh horn of power wasn't finished. They only had six. But God had already declared this through what he is going to do, through even through John the Baptist. I told you he didn't realize what he was saying. And he declared it through the other prophets. When he said, I laid the axe at the root of the tree. I'm going to go right where Satan's root is. Cut his root out first. Get his tap root. Right in the home. Said, then I'm going to cut the branches of his root in the church. Then I'm going to cut his stump, the marriage. And then from there on up, it'll be nothing but cutting and burning because he won't have any root. He won't have any stump to build on. Ooh. He said, but Satan has forgotten this. And so have all my people. They think I'm going to start as the lamb in the church. But I'm going to start in the desert of the world. Back where Satan threw Adam and Eve out into the desert when he overcome them. He said, I've been painting that picture of that scapegoat ever since I started. And said they'd all looking for my son, the lamb, to appear. And said he'd come in as a scapegoat with a lake of fire in him. Ooh. Because he's the one that did all the suffering, and he deserves to have that lake of fire used to destroy his enemy. Ooh. And this is where we've set in the order of God. Now, in the natural, God painted this picture in the natural, in the wives and the mother's life. He gave them in the natural the responsibility to wipe their children in the natural, to wipe their booties and keep them clean and wash them. He gave them that responsibility. He did not give it to the daddy. He gave it to the mother. So he does in the spiritual. He painted this in the life of all the mothers, that they were supposed to keep the filth off of their child in the natural. So they do in the spiritual. They must keep the filth off of the child with the blood. Ooh, and they, in the natural, they throw the filth into a waste can and take it to the fire to burn. He said, I'd give them a waste can and a lake of fire to burn the filth off their children. They wash it off there with the blood and by faith cast it right into that fire. And all the chaff hath been burned. Ooh. Then I set the marriage in order. Worthy. There won't be any more deceiving and competition between the wife and the husband to rub off on the children. Where the wife, maybe she won't say it, or maybe sometimes she does. She either accuses the father of not caring about the children, or either accuses him not being hot or being too harsh. So I give her the responsibility to clean him. And I give the father and her together the responsibility to give my home, their home, up to me. Mm-hmm. Now, you may have to punish your children. But your children will be punished according to the order of God after you go through this with them. You may have to deny them privileges, or you may have to spank them. There are many things you may have to do to them, but this will be first in obedience to the law. You will do this first. This does not solve it. Then you will in love explain to them you're going to beat their fanny. and you will, moving in love, beat their fanny. If this is what it takes. I'm putting it vulgar, but that's the way the Lord has it. Why should I have to beat their fanny? Because through the schools, through their outside workings of people, they'll get the idea that love is something to be taken advantage of. And love without authority is nothing. God's love has authority, doesn't it? But it does not have condemnation. It has authority. Operating in this way in the order of God, you'll be able to move right where He wants you to be with your children. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Then in the church, God has set that in order to where there will not be any striving or any trying in the church or social club to rub off on your children. We'll go into more of it later, but this is enough for now, isn't it? Ooh.
Counsel of heaven, of righteous souls, made by my Lord Jesus.
listen close, you people. Grace on earth must reign. God has spoken this for Jesus, you see.
So gather. Government on his shoulders, that's how it shall be. God.
council of heaven, a righteous soul, headed by my Lord Jesus, shall do. The government on his shoulders, that's how it shall be.
God has spoken this for Jesus, you see.
The world may resist and and fight against the land. But burned up in ashes, they fall to the ground. The fiery pit to rise no more. Gog and Magog, religion and war, will see to come against him, have no chance. For the host of heaven with their heavenly fire before him burns the enemies with fire. The government on his shoulders,
that's how it shall be. God has spoken for this Jesus, you see.
The world may resist and fight against the land,
burned up in ashes, they fall to the ground.
The council of heaven, a righteous souls, headed by my Lord Jesus, shall rule the world.
Satan's hold hath been broken, and now must go hold half.